Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Kevin is mad at me.
Yes, I am.
Falsely mad at me. Mm-mm. I'm not going to sit here and let this happen. We had a big full staff meeting yesterday, and go ahead. What happened before the staff meeting?
They had some Easter candy out on the free table, the eggs that are called like cowberries or whatever.
Cadbury eggs.
Yeah, those.
They've been around your entire life.
They're delicious. Milk chocolate filled, okay? Yeah. I knew I'm lactose.
They're not milk chocolate filled. They're filled with some sort of creme.
Ew.
Yeah.
Oh, it was delicious.
Yeah.
I knew I was lactose intolerant, so I didn't want to pick up anything. But this bitch right here, he was like, just get it. You deserve it. Just have one. And me, compliment person here, I was like, okay, you're right. I do deserve it.
Gavin, I didn't know that part of the story.
Right. You taunted me.
Okay, hold on. So he's got candies in front of him, chocolate candies, and you encouraged him to have one?
He sure did.
Okay, hold on. Yes, I did encourage him to have a Cadbury egg. But prior to that, Kevin and I are standing in our kitchen area here at the Odyssey building, waiting for the staff meeting to start, and Kevin can't stop staring at the candy. I'm trying to talk to him, and all he's doing is staring at the candy. So finally, I just go, just have it. Just eat it.
Okay.
And he goes, no, Gavin, no. And I go, you deserve it. Just, have you ever had a Cadbury egg? No, bitch. Well, they're incredible. They're one of the best candies out there. I think you should just have it. I don't know. I don't. And he dithered on it back and forth. And last I knew, he didn't have it. Then the meeting starts. Then I am watching our managers present whatever they present. And I'm watching this happen. And then I hear,
we look over at Kevin and his face has dropped.
And he's shifting in his seat. He's got the bubble gut dance going.
Yeah.
And I look over and there's a half-eaten Cadbury egg sitting in front of him with the goo just oozing all over the place.
The only reason it wasn't a full-eaten, it wasn't just wrappers.
Right.
Is because he dropped half of it on the floor.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. He had every intention of eating the whole thing. And remember, he took his first bite and he was like,
It was so good.
He's smiling and eating.
I didn't know. Silly me sitting here thinking he had some self-control.
Oh, no.
No, it's because it fell on the ground. All right. Let's not also forget what else was on the table. And this was the thing that really blew my socks off. Sitting amongst the half-eaten Cadbury oozing egg were wrappers for not one, not two, but three fortune cookies.
It is true.
Fortune cookie has no dairy in it, so that's not my stomach problem.
I don't care. It's still a cookie.
No, I'm just mad I had to run out of the meeting to go to the bathroom because of these delicious eggs.
Let's not blow past the fact that you littered the table with carcasses of candy, okay? But you're trying to blame your tummy troubles on me, and you had four pieces of candy, essentially. How many fortunes does one person need?
I could eat 10.
Were you just keep going until you found the fortune you like?
Yeah, it's like chips.
I see. Okay.
Okay. The fact that you were so hypnotized by the Cadbury egg before Gavin said, just have it, makes it less Gavin's fault. Your version of the story was he basically pushed it on you.
He did. He said, I deserved it. What am I to tell him that I don't deserve something?
Got me there, I guess.
When is this going to end?
When I lactose intolerant stops, or when he wants to be a friend and say, no, Kevin, you're lactose intolerant. Think about the aftermath.
I've done that so many times.
He did that.
It's gotten me nowhere.
What did you get at Panda Express before the meeting?
Oh, ooh, I got a 2-entree plate with chow mein, and one of my entrees is fried rice. And then I got beef and broccoli.
Okay,
healthy.
That probably shouldn't have dairy
healthy.
In it.
No, none of them.
Anyway, I will continue to do this, and I'll tell you why. Because that was the most fun I've had at a staff meeting in years. Watching you shift around.
And sweating.
And then eventually, you just had to throw in the towel and get up and go to the bathroom. And everybody knew.
Everybody
knew where you were going and why you were going there. And it was, I couldn't stop giggling.
Oh my God, I'm embarrassed.
It was pretty obvious.
I was waiting till the shift of the next slide to go.
If you ate a half a Cadbury egg and within 10 minutes had to go, your lactose intolerance is actually really bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.